Recent data from Stats NZ shows that nearly 40% of Pacifica people live in a house that's too small for their families. Interestingly, though, they scored higher than the general population on family well-being. Someone who beautifully articulated the reason behind this is Pacific Communities editor for The Spin-off and ex-RNZer Sally Jane Hopgood. She's written about being grateful for growing up in a crowded family home. She joins me now. Hi, Sally.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you back on RNZ, friend, and thanks for writing this interesting piece. Why did you decide to write it?
Well, essentially, the media reported about it last week, or the week before, actually. And, you know, the stats were laid out. But the response that came from the public was interesting, where they were pointing the finger towards the Pacific community, saying, why are you having too many babies? You shouldn't have too many babies if you can't afford to house them. And I thought it was quite interesting because it wasn't essentially Pacific people complaining that we have inappropriate houses. It was just what the stats were, that Stats NZ laid out for the public. And so hence why I thought, okay, I think I should probably give a bit of insight into what it actually is like, in that not once have I ever complained about being in overcrowded housing. And from the people that I hang around with, which are all bus speaker people, we all have a similar background, and not one of us ever did think it was a problem. We actually thought it was our norm. So, yeah, it was quite interesting. Once I did publish it, I got a massive response from my community.
Yeah.
Just thanking me for highlighting that, because they did feel that, I think how the headlines were a bit misconstrued in a sense. And so,
just that word, overcrowded, it's quite a pejorative word.
Yeah,
but you, I think one of the benefits, although you make a strong argument as well, but one of the benefits of your article is you kind of paint a picture, quite a happy picture. Can you tell us a bit about your family life growing up?
Yeah, so I come from a family of nine, that's including my parents. I had two sisters, four brothers, and it was always noisy. It was rare to hear peace and quiet. And if you wanted that, you had to go to school. I loved it. I loved that I could, there was always someone to hang out with. I loved, we had a routine in place where Mondays, it was washing day. So mom would start in the morning and get through about 8 loads of washing and finish up when dad finishes work at 5 p.m. So, and we all took turns. I would hang the first 4 loads, and my older sister would hang the second half of the loads. And when it came to dishes, we all had our turn. It was like an unspoken roster that we had, that we just kind of looked at each other and we're like, okay, yeah, it's my turn to put my share into the kitchen. So, yeah, it was, and there was never a time where, there were moments where, like, there were things I wished that my family had, such as sitting around a dinner table together. But because we were all of different ages, we all had different schedules. And so my older siblings were at work. Dad finished work at a different time. I was at school. And so we all had finished around different times, which meant dinner was different times for us. But it was not something we complained about. It was just something like, I was always eating dinner with my sister, and that became our thing. And to this day, we're very close and we're best friends, and every day we're in communication because we're just so used, that's just what we're used to. We shared a bedroom together. So
yeah. I think you describe it in your story as sometimes a bit like playing Tetris, trying to squeeze everyone into the various bedrooms available, although you did expand at some point and got some sleep outs, I think.
Yeah, that's right. So late 90s, my dad and my mom were able to save enough money to build a garage. And the garage, like, you know, traditionally garages were just for cars, but my mom and dad had other plans in mind where they were like, they chuck in 2 extra bedrooms. And so 2 of my brothers ended up sleeping there for the majority of their years until they eventually left the nest. And my mum and dad actually gave up their master bedroom for my older sister, and they slept in the lounge So we oddly had a bed in our lounge, but we make the most of it. Like, who doesn't love lounging on their parents' bed watching TV, which is what all of us kids did growing up.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z in your family. That's the one you remember. Right. Yeah. Hey, I've got a guy on After 3 o'clock talking about The Secret to Happiness. He's been studying people for 80 years, following them through their lives and working out who's happy and who's not. And he's come to the conclusion that relationships, solid relationships, are the secret above anything else. Does that surprise you? And I wonder if that's something that we should consider when we're making decisions about housing and the family unit and who we cater for and how we cater for them.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, just given my own lived experiences, with just how close my siblings are to this day. And we're all now grown adults, and the oldest being late 40s to the youngest being early mid-20s. And so given their age gap, it's amazing that we still keep in touch with each other so closely. And I know a few Pacific families that are just exactly the same as the same makeup as mine, and have that same strong family bond between these siblings. And I think it's, you know, in first principle, it makes sense, right? You know, if you keep your loved ones close and together, it kind of just strengthens your self-esteem, your serotonin around the environment that you live in. And I guess for the well-being of our people, it makes sense that when you're together, it's a better place to say if you.
Yeah, when you see new developments, particularly in South Auckland, townhouses, what's your response? What's your immediate sort of reaction?
I would highly recommend a strong look into how housing is developed in South Auckland. I was there recently visiting my parents, and there were rows of 2 to 3 bedroom townhouses, which doesn't cater to the family structure of those Pacific families that do reside in there. And these families have been residing there for decades, and so it's not new that we have these intergenerational family living in our household. So I think a better look into how we can have bigger housing that is affordable for this community would probably be the best way to go.
Thank you for writing it. We'll send people to the spin-off who want to find out more, read more of your story. For now, always great to have you on Afternoon. Sarah Jane Hopgood, thank you.
Thank you, Jesse.